From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer, and today is Sunday, July 11th, 2021, and I am recording this at 11:14 a.m. Let's get into those crypto prices. Bitcoin is sitting at $33,986, up 0.4% in 24. Ethereum's in the number 2 spot at $2,144, up 1.5%. Tether's in the number 3 spot, and Binance Coin is at $324, up 2.9%. Actually, let's just call it 3% in 24 hours. And Cardano is in the number 5 spot at $1.35, up 1.2%. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, Dogecoin, USDC, Polkadot, and Uniswap. Total market cap, we're at $1.4 trillion and a BTC dominance of 45.2%. Woke up this morning and on Twitter, everybody has the rumor that Apple has bought Bitcoin. Imagine if they did. What do you think would happen? Let me know. Email me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Getting into those headlines today. Last night, crypto projects that used ChainSwap to launch Ethereum tokens on the Binance Smart Chain lost millions to an attacker whose address now holds $4.4 million. So what the attacker managed to do was take control of projects using Binance Smart Chain by exploiting ChainSwap. The attacker minted tokens directly to their addresses and then sold them on Binance Smart Chain's most popular decentralized exchange, PancakeSwap. So basically, they made tokens out of thin air into their wallets and then sold them. That's a hell of an exploit. What a crappy smart contract. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the 2020 World Series winners, announced last week that it's going to auction off a World Series ring as part of a package with a single edition NFT. The NFT you'll get with this is the 2020 World Series logo that will transform into the Dodgers team logo and then back, so it's just like a GIF. And the bundle will also include the opportunity to throw up the first pitch at the Dodgers Stadium, along with tickets to the game. Actually, which would be hilarious, is that you bought this, you got the ring, you got the NFT, then you're throwing the first pitch at the game, but then when you get there, they're like, hey, do you have tickets? And you're like, no. They're like, you better buy some tickets. That would be just hilarious. Anyway, this auction opens up on July 12th, which is Monday, July 12th, and it goes through Thursday, July 15th. All proceeds from this auction goes to the Dodgers Foundation, the team's social justice-centric charity. This is interesting. You know, before, college athletes would just basically be exploited. They were just like, hey, you're going to play ball for whatever college, and we're just going to exploit your likeness and sell it to video game makers and magazines and commercials and all that stuff, and we're going to make billions off of you, but you get to play, so I guess that's enough. Well, those rules changed. Now college athletes can make money off their own likeness. And where are they going? NFTs. NFTs can be popping off with new college athlete NFTs. We already saw how big NBA Top Shots got. We already see that the MLB is coming into it. We already see that the UFC is coming into NFTs. We already see that, well, now college athletes, NFTs. I think that's going to be big. Keep your eye open for this. And finally, social media platform TikTok. They've banned influencers from promoting cryptocurrency. The ban restricts what the platform calls branded content or paid advertisements. Now, branded content on TikTok is clearly indicated on the short videos users upload to the app, often with the hashtag ad and a link to the promoted product, like a sign-up link. Don't think this is just directed at cryptocurrency, like they have some kind of cryptocurrency bias, because TikTok's also banned influencers from promoting their financial products, loans, credit cards, forex trading, get-rich-quick schemes, penny auctions, and other things. So TikTok understands how influencers work sometimes, and they're trying to make sure that they have a safe space. It's not just directed toward crypto. Thanks for listening to the Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow. Same Matt time, same Matt channel. Until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.